Chapter 1. Phrasal verbs beginning with the letters A and B. In this and following sections, you will learn how to use many different phrasal verbs correctly in a sentence. There are two kinds of phrasal verbs, separable and inseparable. Separable phrasal verbs can take an object between the verb and the preposition. For example, my father picked me up after school and drove me home. Inseparable phrasal verbs cannot take an object between the verb and the preposition. For example, I asked my friends to come along with me to the Christmas party. Come along cannot be separated by an object. The numbers in front of the examples that are in parentheses correspond to the number of explanations found directly above. So, for example, number 1, explanation, refers to number 1, example. If there is only one explanation or meaning given for the phrasal verb, then there will be two examples given for the one explanation, and there won't be a number in front of the examples. There will be a review at the end of this chapter. Phrasal verbs beginning with the letters A and B. Let's begin. Aim at, separable. Number 1, to point something at something or someone. Sometimes a gun or other weapon, as in this example. The soldier aimed his rifle at the target. Number 2, intending to finish at a certain destination or goal, as in this example. We're hoping to finish this evening. We're aiming at 8 p.m. More examples. Number 1. The man aimed the gun at the bank teller. Number 2. The president of the company aimed at increasing his bank customers by 15%. Ask for, separable. Number 1. To request something from someone, as in this example. I asked the waitress for the bill. Number 2. To be do something, sometimes used to express consequence for something you did or did not do, as in this example. Alan never insured his car. When he had an accident, he had to pay for the damage. He really asked for it. More examples. The customer asked the store clerk for a box for her new dress. Number 2. Bill lost all of his money gambling. He really asked for it when he bet all of his money in one night. Meaning, he was really tempting bad luck when he decided to bet all of his money the way he did. Ask out, separable. Number 1. To invite someone to go somewhere, usually used in romantic situations, as in this example. I asked the new girl in school out for dinner. More examples. My boyfriend asked me out. We are going to the movies tonight. Another example. My sister told me that that new boy in the school asked her out. Ask for, separable. Number 1. To request something from someone, as in this example. I ask the waitress for the bill. Number 2. To be do something, sometimes used to express consequence for something you did or did not do, as in this example. Alan never insured his car. When he had an accident, he had to pay for the damage. He really asked for it. More examples. Number 1. The customer asked the store clerk for a box for her new dress. Number 2. Bill lost all of his money gambling. He really asked for it when he bet all of his money in one night. meaning he was really tempting bad luck when he decided to bet all of his money the way he did. Ask out. Separable. Number one, to invite someone to go somewhere, usually used in romantic situations. As in this example, I asked a new girl in school out for dinner. More examples. My boyfriend asked me out. We are going to the movies tonight. Another example. My sister told me that the new boy in the school asked her out. Ask over. Separable. Usually used to invite someone to one's home, as in this example. I asked my colleagues over for dinner on Friday. More examples. Let's ask your teacher over for dinner Saturday night. Another example. My girlfriend asked me over to her house to meet her parents. Back down. Inseparable. Means to give up, to shy away from, usually some kind of challenge, as in this example. The students wanted the teacher to change the exam date because the exam date was the same date as the concert. The teacher didn't back down. More examples. We are not going to back down. We want a pay raise from the company or we will strike. Another example. My mother told me I couldn't go out this weekend. I argued with her, but she didn't back down. Back off. Inseparable. Number one, informal use. To stop being persistent, as in this example. My sister asked my father many times if she could go to the concert. Finally, my father told her to back off and stop asking so much. Number two, to move away from in a reverse direction, as in this example. The car backed off the ferry. More examples. The police asked the girl many questions, and she began to cry. When she began to cry, the police backed off and stopped asking her questions. Number two. Realizing she was walking on very thin ice, the girl carefully backed off the ice and onto the land. Back up. Separable. Number one, to move or go in reverse, as in this example. The car backed up into the parking lot. More examples. I had to back the car up to get out of my parking space. Another example. Some of the students didn't understand Fedor's story, so he had to back up and tell some of it again. Beat up. Separable. To subject someone or something to rough treatment, as in this example. The thief tried to take the woman's purse, but the woman surprised him, beat him up, took his wallet, and then ran away. A most unfortunate day for the thief. More examples. My friend really beat up the book that I lent him. Another example. The gang of boys beat up the old man and then robbed him. Beef up. Separable. To make stronger, more resilient, as in this example. The soldiers had to beef up their fort against enemy attack. More examples. We decided to make some changes to the motor in my car. We decided to beef up the motor so it would make the car go faster. Another example. The leader of the country gave the order to beef up the military because he was afraid there might be an attack from a neighboring country. Believe in. Inseparable. To have confidence in something or someone, as in this example. If you believe in yourself and your abilities, you will be successful. More examples. I did well on the exam because I believed in the idea that if I studied, I would do well on the exam. Another example, many Hindus believe in Krishna, a deity worshipped across many traditions of Hinduism. Bite off. Inseparable. To accept responsibility for work or agree to do something, usually used when someone is agreeing to do more than usual, as in this example. I bit off quite a bit when I agreed to do the project without help. More examples. According to an old saying, don't bite off more than you can chew, meaning don't accept or agree to more responsibility than you can actually accomplish. Another example. The student bit off quite a lot when he agreed to do the whole presentation by himself. Blow away, separable. Idiom, slang. 1. To win by overwhelming odds, to impress in a very big way, as in this example. The swimmer blew away the competition with a new world record. Number 2. Slang. To kill, as in this example. The drug dealers try to blow away their rivals. Number 3. To move something from one location to another via the wind or moving air, as in this example. The hurricane blew the houses away. More examples. Number 1. We blew away the competition in that last soccer match, meaning they won by a large score. 2. The gangsters blew away the rival leader, meaning that they killed their rival. 3. The wind came up and blew the papers away. We had to run and catch them before they went into the street. Blow off, separable. 1. Slang, to ignore a result, as in this example. When Sally got home from shopping, she discovered that the clerk did not give her the right change. She didn't worry about it. She blew it off because it was only 5 cents. 2. To vent or release built-up pressure, informal idiom. As in this example, sometimes Hiro goes to the gym to blow off the frustrations of the day. Number 3. To remove with explosive force, as in this example. The tornado blew the top off that building. More examples. His boss yelled at him for losing the sale, but he blew it off because his boss was having a bad day, meaning he ignored his boss's anger because his boss was not having a good day, which caused him to yell at his employees. 2. He knew that his boss was blowing off steam, meaning he knew that his boss was suffering from stress and was yelling at people because of the stress. 3. The force of the explosion blew off the roof of the building. Blow out, inseparable. To extinguish or be extinguished by wind or the force of moving air, as in this example. The woman blew out the candle. 2. To suddenly or abruptly stop working or fail, idiom. As in this example, the switch blew out and now the washing machine doesn't work. More examples. 1. The wind came through the window and blew out the candles. 2. We blew out a fuse when we plugged in the oven. Blow up. Inseparable or separable, depending on usage. 1. Separable. To explode with a bomb. To destroy something, usually with explosives. As in this example, the soldiers blew up the enemy trucks. 2. Inseparable. Idiom informal. To lose your temper. To have a discussion turned violent. As in this example. Kaori blew up after learning that her boyfriend was dating another girl. 3. Separable. To amplify. Make something bigger, to enlarge, as in this example. We blew the photograph up so we could see more details. 4. To exaggerate the facts, making a description of an event more than it really was. Idiom informal, as in this example. John blew the story up to make us believe it was a big event. More examples. 1. They blew the building up so they could build a new building on that location. 2. The men couldn't come to an agreement, and one of them finally blew up, meaning one of the men finally got angry. 3. We blew the picture up in Photoshop so that we could see more details. 4. He really blew that story up. That is not how it happened. Meaning, he added things to the story that weren't true. He made the story sound more important than it really was. Boiled down to inseparable or separable depending on usage. 1. Separable. To reduce by boiling, as in this example. My mother made great chicken soup. She would boil a chicken down and then add vegetables. 2. Inseparable. Idiom. To summarize, boil down to, as in this example. What it boils down to is that we can't go on our vacation this year because of the airline strike. More examples. 1. The cook boiled the vegetables down until they were soft and then made a nice soup. 2. We have not been able to pay our bills and the demand for our products is getting smaller. What it boils down to is that our business is in trouble. Break down, inseparable or separable depending on usage. 1. Separable. To divide into parts or pieces for analysis or in order to make repairs or upgrades. As in this example, the scientists broke the problem down to try to understand it better. 2. Inseparable. To suddenly collapse emotionally or physically. To become or cause to become upset or distressed, as in this example. When the police told the suspected criminal that they knew he was guilty, he broke down and told them the truth. 3. Inseparable. When something no longer functions, to become incapable of functioning, as in this example. The car broke down at 2:00 in the morning, and we had to wait until sunlight before we could get help. 4. Separable. To eliminate, destroy, or abruptly remove a barrier, as in this example. The police broke down the door to get inside the house. 5. Used to mean weaken, reduce resistance to something, or cause to be ineffective, as in this example. I didn't have enough money for a new car, but the salesman said it wouldn't be a problem. Eventually, I broke down and bought the new car with credit. More examples. The mechanic is breaking down the engine to make a major repair. 2. When she heard of the accident involving her parents, she broke down and cried. 3. The car was broken down on the side of the road. 4. Don't be afraid to break down the barriers that prevent you from being successful. 5. I asked my mother many times if I could go to the rock concert. She finally broke down and let me go. Break in or break into, separable. To acclimatize something or someone to a task or action, as in this example. The manager broke in the new employee, explaining to her the rules and procedures of their office. 2. To enter an area or building by force, as in this example. We forgot our keys and had to break into our own house in order to get in. More examples. It is important to break a new horse in before racing it, meaning to help the horse become accustomed to its new job and surroundings. 2. The robber broke into the house and stole the painting. Break off, separable. 1. To stop something that was ongoing, to quit doing something, as in this example. Our company broke off relations with a company from New York. 2. To separate something from another thing by twisting or tearing, as in this example. Alex broke off a piece of bread and then ate it. More examples. 1. The couple decided to break off their wedding engagement because they decided they would not be happy together. 2. The farmer broke off a branch of a tree and used it to make a mark on the ground. Break out, inseparable or separable, depending on usage. 1. Informal, separable. To take something out for use, to cause something to appear suddenly, as in this example. After hiking for 2 hours, we sat down under a tree, broke out a bottle of water, and drank. 2. To become infected with a disease, illness, or condition that is visible on the skin, such as red blotches or rashes or pimples, as in this example. The little girl's skin broke out in measles. 3. Inseparable. To escape from, as in this example. The hostages broke out of the room where they were being held and escaped. More examples. 1. Okay, let's break out the beer and begin this party. Meaning, let's take the beer out of the cooler, refrigerator, or other location and let the party begin. 2. Every student in the class broke out with a red rash. The doctor said it was not a serious disease. 3. The prisoner broke out of prison. Break through, inseparable. 1. Informal, inseparable. To advance or move through, usually suddenly and with force. Some kind of barrier or obstacle, as in this example. The rescuers broke through the wall to save the children in the burning building. More examples. The miners finally broke through the hard rock and began digging their mine. Another example. Aiko was having difficulty understanding the math problem. Finally, after hours of work, she broke through her misunderstanding and finally solved the problem. Break up, separable or inseparable, depending on usage. 1. To divide or separate into pieces or parts, as in this example. We broke up the candy bar and gave a piece to the children. More examples. The workers broke up the concrete sidewalk with their machine. They broke the sidewalk up, separable. Another example. My father used to break up a cracker and put the pieces in his soup. Bring back, separable or inseparable, depending on usage. 1. To return something, as in this example. I lent my friend my book, and he brought it back this morning. 2. To recall, as in memory, as in this example. Seeing those students sitting in a classroom brings back the days when I was a teacher in high school. More examples. 1. The girl brought the music CD back after borrowing it from her friend for 2 weeks. 2. The old man would like to bring back the days when life was simple. Bring down, separable or inseparable, depending on usage. 1. Cause to fall or fail, as in this example. The protesters brought down the government, and a new leader was elected. 2. Idiom, informal. To cause an audience to laugh hard, to be greatly entertained by, or very impressed with the performance of an actor, or performance in general, as in this example. The comedian brought down the house, everyone in the audience, with his funny jokes and great performance. 3. To cause an object to fall, or to move something from a higher area to a lower location, as in this example. Bring down the candles from the attic. We will use them for table decorations. More examples. 1. The president's poor leadership will bring down the government. His poor leadership will bring the government down. 2. The movie was so good, it brought down the house. 3. When you come downstairs, would you bring the dirty clothes down with you so we can wash them?
Bring over, separable. To carry or move something to a specific location, usually a location that is close to the speaker, as in this example. Would you bring the pencil over here, please? More examples. Please ask Kauri to bring her CD over so we can listen to it. Meaning, ask Kauri to bring her CD to this location. Another example. Son, would you bring that tool over here, please? Meaning, bring that tool to my location. Bring up. Separable. To raise as with a child or pet, as in this example. I was born in New York, but I was brought up in California. 2. To introduce into a discussion, as in this example. During our discussion about grades, the teacher brought up the subject of homework. More examples. 1. The couple brought up 2 children, a girl and a boy. 2. During a meeting, I would like to bring up a question. When are we going to get a paycheck? Brush up. Inseparable. Idiom. To review something for the purpose of becoming familiar with it, again, as in this example. In order to get my driver's license, I had to brush up on my driving skills again. More examples. I need to brush up on my Mandarin Chinese before we travel to China. Another example. Students should brush up on the rules for taking exams before taking an important exam. Brush off. Separable or inseparable, depending on usage. 1. To wipe something off of the surface of something else. As in this example, the man lifted himself off of the ground, brushed off his jacket, and walked away. 2. To not be affected by something. Idiom, informal. As in this example, Julian lost his job, but he didn't worry about it. He just brushed it off and looked for a new job. More examples. 1. The lady tried to brush the lint off of her dress before going to the party. 2. When I was learning to ski, I would fall down frequently. I just brushed it off and continued to practice until I was good. Build into, separable or inseparable, depending on usage. 1. To construct something integral to or inside of something else. To have one thing to be part of and in close working relationship to another, as in this example. The fan was built into the computer to keep the computer cool during operation. More examples. That stove had an exhaust fan built into it. Another example. The electrician built the electrical outlet into the wall. Bump into. 1. To meet by surprise, as in this example. I bumped into my teacher while I was in town. 2. To run into lightly, as in this example. I bumped into one of the other passengers while on the bus. More examples. 1. I bumped into my friend at the mall, meaning I met my friend at the mall by surprise. 2. There was a lot of traffic, and the white car bumped into the red one in front of it at the traffic light, meaning the white car lightly hit the red one in front of it. Burn down, separable. To be destroyed by fire, as in this example. The store burned down, but fortunately, all of the customers and employees escaped without injury. More examples. The house next door burned down. The family lost everything. Another example. The firefighters had a difficult time putting out the fire in the building, and the building finally burned down. Burn up. Separable. 1. To be destroyed by fire, as in this example. My car burned up when the motor caught fire. 2. To use up or deplete, as in energy. As in this example, idiom. The runner burned up all of his energy running up the hill. 3. To make angry, idiom informal, as in this example. The driver of that car turned in front of me. Boy, that really burns me up. More examples. I'm going to take the trash out in the backyard and burn it up. 2. That big SUV really burns up the gas, meaning the car really uses a lot of gasoline to operate. 3. I was really burned up that I got such a low grade on the exam. Burst out. Inseparable. 1. To erupt suddenly. Emotional. As in this example. While watching the horror movie, my friend burst out with a scream during the scary part. 2. To suddenly escape or exit from somewhere. As in this example. When the little girl entered her bedroom, her brother burst out of the closet to try to scare her. More examples. 1. When she heard that she got a failing grade on the exam, she burst out crying. 2. The policeman burst out of the door in pursuit of the thief. Butt in. Inseparable. Idiom. Slang. To interrupt, an unwanted or unsolicited interruption, as in this example. Can't you see that I'm talking to this gentleman over here? Please don't butt into our conversation. More examples. I was talking to my wife when you butted in, meaning the person interrupted a conversation, when he or she was not being spoken to. Another example, please don't butt in. This is between Bill and me, meaning Bill and I were having a conversation that didn't have anything to do with the other person. Chapter 1, Review. Phrasal verbs beginning with the letters A and B. Instructions. Read and or listen carefully to the sentences below. Fill in the blank spaces with the correct preposition, particle, or adverb in order to complete the phrasal verb. The answers can be found at the end of this review. Let's begin. Number 1. The president of the company aimed blank increasing his bank customers by 15%. Number 2. The customer asked the store clerk blank a box for her new dress. Number 3. Please don't butt blank. This is between Bill and me. Number 4. When Martha heard that she got a failing grade on the exam, she burst blank tears. Number 5. That big American car really burns blank gas. Number 6. The house next door burned blank. The family lost everything. Number 7. I bumped blank my friend at the mall. Number 8. The girl brought the music CD blank after borrowing it from her friend for 2 weeks. Number 9. Every student in the class broke blank with a red rash. The doctor said it was not a serious disease. Number 10. The couple decided to break blank their wedding engagement because they decided they would not be happy together. Number 11. It is important to break a new horse blank before racing it. Number 12. The car was broken blank on the side of the road. Number 13. We have not been able to pay our bills and the demand for our products is getting smaller. What it boils blank is that our business is in trouble. Number 14. He really blew that story. Blank. That is not how it happened. Number 15. The wind came through the window and blew blank the candles. Number 16. The force of the explosion blew blank the roof of the building. Number 17. The wind came blank and blew the papers away. We had to run and catch them before they went into the street. Number 18. I did well on the exam because I believed blank the idea that if I studied, I would do well on the exam. Number 19. My friend really beat blank the book that I lent him. The cover is marked, pages are torn, and he must have dropped the book several times. Number 20. I had to back the car blank to get out of my parking space. Answers. Number 1. At. Number 2. For. Number 3. In. Number 4. Into. Number 5. Up. Number 6. Down. Number 7, into. Number 8, back. Number 9, out. Number 10, off. Number 11, in. Number 12, down. Number 13, down to. Number 14, up. Number 15, out. Number 16, off. Number 17, up. Number 18, in. Number 19, up. Number 20, up.
This is the end of chapter 1.